Good day, San Bernardino County Prayer Warriors and anyone else that's joining us. We continue with arts, entertainment, and sports as our focus, and today's topic, the Super Bowl and halftime. Well, if any of you heard or saw or read about beforehand, before or after, the Super Bowl in 2026 had a lot of controversy about the halftime and about the particular performers that were going to be on. So the Christian world actually created a separate one that people could choose to watch. That too got a lot of controversy. So how can we pray for this well-known event? Paul says, if I can thank God for the food and enjoy it, why should I be condemned for eating it? So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. So, Father, we pray for the teams, the viewers, the performers, the Christian organization, athletes in action today. We thank you for the teams that there are Christian athletes in the Super Bowl oftentimes that will share their faith with other players throughout the year. We know it's not just a one-time thing, but and even sometimes they will share their faith in their prayers or in how they respond to a win or loss in the front of so many viewers across the world. So we pray, God, that they will have godly behavior and not fall prey to temptations. We pray for the chaplains to reach the non-believers for Christ and to encourage those who are Christians to maintain their Christianity and follow the Lord in all that they can and do with your help. We pray for those who don't know you for salvation, for open doors, open hearts. We pray they hold to high standards in their behavior before and after the game. We pray for the viewers that they would behave respectfully, they would praise players who demonstrate good sportsmanship, helping opponents, for example, off the ground, giving team glory when a win is made, not yelling at refs, taking the opportunity to share their faith with those they are watching with, filtering what they watch before the game, commercials, and especially during halftime. It could be a commercial or the show itself. We need to be led by your Spirit, Lord, and we pray the Holy Spirit will convict people to not watch things they know in advance will not be something Jesus would watch. We lift up the performance for God-inspired songs to move the audiences and teams, for lewd songs and actions to stop, for enough people in the audience to make a big deal about it that they would keep it G-rated, knowing that a lot of children watch the halftime. For patriotism to be highlighted, that the pregame doesn't hype people to do evil, nor the post-game events. Salvation to the performers. We lift up athletes in action, and we thank you, Father, for such a group. And we thank you that they have a breakfast before the game. We pray the gospel is shared with boldness, encourages other athletes to join, for speakers to honor you and share their faith boldly, for the organization to reach their dream to see Christ followers on every team, in every sport, in every nation, and able to help athletes find a relationship with Jesus and use their platform to make a difference in the world. In Jesus' name, amen.